Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know you guys did a lot of football, so we can start there, and then I'll get to the basketball and the baseball. Aaron Rodgers, the one you do with the Steelers, all good. The Giants ended practice, a bit of a skirmish yesterday, as they say, almost a brouhaha. Here was Brian Burns, who kind of brushed it off.
None. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a violent sport we play. You know, guys trying to get better. You know, it's just tension's raised a little high. Heat is getting a little hotter, so, you know, guys getting a little more agitated, but it ain't that deep. We squashed it.
They squashed it, and they got back to work. And part of this work is now their new quarterback in Russell Wilson, who Wandale Robinson, big fan of so far.
I mean, that deep ball just drops right in the bucket for sure. And then, I mean, whenever he's throwing just the shorter routes and stuff like that, it kind of comes in like a pillow. It's really, really easy to catch, which obviously I like about.
Of course, no one's defending you, but yeah, so far so good.
Comes in like a pillow?
Yeah. Nice and soft.
Okay.
Sits right there in your little belly. Here was Wilson, what he sees from the youngster and Jackson Dart so far.
Yeah, Jackson's been great, man. He's a great worker, great teammate. We're having fun, all of us. We have a really good quarterback room. Guys are so focused and, you know, working diligently every day. You know, he's going to be an extremely, extremely good talent, you know, and everything else, you know, throughout his career.
It's June 6th, but hey, all good, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is...
That's where we're at.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me to get excited about. I got to be honest with you.
My point is I've been in this situation. I'm like, well, what are you supposed to say?
I know.
I mean, I thought that was a very professional answer.
Very much so.
He seems like he's Russell Wilson's buttoned up.
Yeah.
He knows he's not going to say anything controversial, and he's going to be kind to everybody around him.
I think they will look like a professional football team this year.
I kind of feel the same way. Now, how many wins that leads to, I don't know.
Well, that's where we've been.
Wow.
So, yes, I'm raising the bar a little bit. All right, will it or won't it? That's the question for you. Will it or won't it?
Will it or won't it?
Will it or won't it?
Yeah. Here's the question on sports. Will it or won't it? Will this or won't it come back to bite him in the ass? Kayvon Thibodeau on something called the LOL Network. I don't know what that is, but he's talking
that
about...
That would be a laugh out loud, Jerry.
What?
The Kevin Hart podcast.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just putting the system as the LOL Network. I didn't know. I didn't realize. He's talking NFC East football and the Eagles and their fans. And this is how that goes.
Is it true that Eagles fans are actually, like, not smart? Not, like, no bullshit. Like, I know you're one of them, so I get it. Like, 2.2, I get it.
What are you?
There are, like, statistics that you guys are, like, literally.
I mean, can I?
LOL, everybody. There you go.
So. Of course, I say that. It's not going to matter on the
field.
I mean,
you know, he talks a lot of trash about the teams in the division when he's been on the worst one in the division.
That's true.
He did it Super Bowl week with the Cowboys. He did it with the Eagles now. I mean, I know he's going after the fans and not the team, but it's just like, stop. You've accomplished nothing in your NFL career. These teams are better than you. Just zip it and play well and try to get a real contract.
Understood. Anthony Richardson of the Colts aggravated a right shoulder joint he injured a couple of years ago, sidelined for an undetermined length of time. So Daniel Jones right now, you would think, in line to be the starter. All right, let's get to Oklahoma City. So you had the Thunder rolling. Sounds familiar. They led by 15 with 9:40 to go, 94-79, and then 3-3, foul shot after foul shot. Here came the Pacers. Now, the Thunder have the ball here at the very end, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets a good look, but the ball doesn't go down, and on the other end,
8 seconds to go. The Pacers are not going to call a timeout. Halliburton has it with 3, driving with 2, pulling up, and hitting with 3-tenths of a second to go. How many more times can this team do that?
I don't know, but they're up one game to none. They win 111-110. Pacers radio with the call. Nationally, Pat Boyle not thrilled with the way this thing ended.
Welcome to the Pat Boyle Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
I've had it with this team already. How do they do it again? I feel like Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad. He can't keep getting away with this.
Well, he is getting away with it.
Get down on it in the background. Get down on it. Boom, boom, boom.
The start
get
of the show.
Down on it.
Hey, Infinity Sports Network. So, yeah. Here was Halliburton. So, his game, matter of fact, not only is it average when you look at the numbers, 14.6 of 13 shooting. Next hour, I just recorded it. Richard Jefferson, prior to the big shot, maybe a couple minutes prior, was basically talking how he was invisible last night.
Yeah.
But in the biggest moment, he comes up huge. Here was Halliburton, says there's no quit.
This group never gives up. We never believe that the game is over until it hits zero. And that's just the God honest truth. That's just the confidence that we have as a group. And, you know, I think that's a big reason why this is going on.
Here was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. What happened on that shot?
I don't know. It happened so fast. I feel like we got matched. He got down going right, pulled up from midi, and knocked down the shot. I don't know. It didn't feel like anything crazy. He just made a play with the time winding down.
Well, he made the most important play.
Yes, he did. Yes,
they scored 66 points in the second half last night against the best defensive team in basketball.
Sure did.
Good for them. And Obi Toppin had another really good game last night.
Yeah, it's 17 off the bench. And here's Mac Daignault, the Thunder head coach. You know, those guys get paid, too.
They made plays. They made shots. So they deserve to win by a point. We got to learn from it. There's obviously a lot of things we can clean up, but credit them. They went and got that game.
And so game 2 will be tomorrow night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How about if you, I always think, I don't know why, I always think of Joe in these situations. How about if you're watching the game, you're in Fort Wayne, Indiana last night, you're watching the game on the ABC affiliate. There's approximately 1 minute to go.
Oh no, one of these Heidi game situations.
For this 3-point lead. SGA the drive inside. Shot blocked. Siakam throws it back.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was brutally beaten at Pike's Pub last week has come forward. Hear what he wants to have happen now.
Before they get back
also
to the
tonight,
game.
A big night for Pacer fans.
Oh.
A local business who has seen a boost from the yesterday.
We could see a little fog overnight tonight.
Thanks for staying up with us. I'm Amara Boss, Fort Wayne's most watched news.
SGA guard behind him hard.
What just happened?
Wow.
That was like 35 seconds they cut away for with a minute to go in the game.
Somebody put the wrong switch at the wrong time, man.
This thing, of course this would happen now.
That's great. Perfect.
Oh, very funny. So, hey, all good, though. They won the game, so even if they were ticked off, at least they did see the last shot. At least it would certainly appear that way anyhow.
And you have those Joe coughs. I just want to hear those right now.
I think he's got a hairball.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what came up on the timeline? I have no idea why this happened. It came up on my YouTube timeline yesterday. It was Joe with the manscaping video that he did.
Oh, yeah.
Looking
oh,
all disheveled.
Yeah.
And he looked like a mess, and he's just standing there with his terrible smile.
Yeah.
With the manscaping razor.
Like, is that the one where he said, and even my penis looks bigger?
Yes. That is the one.
Which is amazing to think that that's... Like, think about the Joe you met back in the day, the overnight.
Yeah.
And fast forward to 2025. And he's going, not only am I groomed down there and there's no hair, but my penis looks bigger.
Let's be honest. There's no guy out there that doesn't want his penis to look bigger.
These nuts.
God almighty. Joe, come back to us. Very funny. So anyhow, Yankees Guardians last night. New York wins 4-0. Cody Bellinger, a couple of hits, including a 2-run homer. He drove in 3 on the night. How about Aaron Judge? He 1-for-1 officially in the box score. He doubled, intentionally walked twice, hit by a pitch, and scored 2 runs. So even when he's not hitting home runs, he's doing stuff. And Max Fried, 6 scoreless innings with 7 strikeouts. Al was fascinated by the fact that Max Fried had to face, what's his name, Charlie Fry.
Yeah.
The Guardians.
Yeah, Fried and Fry. Yeah.
That to him, I'm not even joking. You can tell me if I'm wrong. You thought that was the coolest part of the game.
Yeah, some guy from John Boy Media pointed that out. I did not see that, but when I saw what he was saying, I said, oh, this is a great point, because it looks like Fry and Fried.
Man, there's a baseball fan in there.
Tim Hill, by the way, very good relief in the 7th. The Yankees home for the Red Sox tonight. Will Warren facing Walker Buehler on the fan at 6:25. The Mets, meantime, were in line to take 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers. Matter of fact, they had a nice 4-0 lead. They led 5-3, and then Met Follies then began.
0-2, pitch to Páez. Grounded weakly toward third, runner coming home. Beatty throws to the plate. The ball bounces by Alvarez, picked up by Garrett, but Smith slides in safely, and the Dodgers have tied it up.
What was this? I mean, was he... I mean, I guess... But the runner kind of got in his way and he hesitated.
You're talking about the Beatty thing.
Yeah.
So Beatty, here's his explanation, essentially.
I was pump faking and I thought he was going to come back, but he ended up going that way. Anyway, it's just a very, very dumb mistake and it can't happen in that
And
situation.
It does look like it, if that throw is good, that Will Smith probably gets himself in a rundown because
exactly,
it does stop.
Exactly.
But it's just a bad throw.
It's a bad play by Will Smith. He should have never ran.
Probably. But you know what? That's sometimes you may force him to make a play.
This was the series of lost opportunities.
It was. I agree.
They could have swept them easily.
No question.
But they, you know, it comes down to a play here, a play there. And, you know, Reed Garrett had been really good. And it just imploded. I mean, I was watching this. This was so frustrating to watch. But I can't. They split the series. They took the season series from the Dodgers. I guess I want to be happy, but I'm frustrated by the lack of taking care of business and really, really taking this opportunity.
Jerry, you said something on the War Room show that you're probably right and I'm probably wrong, but you said because the Mets won the season series against the Dodgers, if they faced each other in the playoffs, that the Mets would have home field advantage. But what if the Dodgers won their division and the Mets were a wild card?
Well, I wasn't anticipating that part of it.
But
I don't know the answer to that. I'm assuming as division winners that they would have the home field in the NLCS.
Wouldn't the first tiebreaker, though, be better record overall? I think that's only a...
Sure, but it's a tie. But that's a tiebreaker, I believe.
Okay.
It's a season series.
It's the first tiebreaker. So if they both were division winners and both had the same record, then that would factor in.
I believe it's a tiebreaker. But
okay.
You know what? That's a good question. Got to look further into that.
Okay, because I wasn't sure about that.
And right now, they are up a game on them in terms of record, but there is a long way to go, and you are correct. Who knows? The Mets might be a wild card team at the end of this. We don't even know. They'll be in Colorado tonight. Kodai Senga, the start on Mets Odyssey Radio, 840 star. Francisco Lindor, broken toe, a little pinky toe. Mm. So they're not going to put him on the injured list, but he didn't play yesterday, and he is going to miss some time. You just hope it's not too much. And what else? What else? What else? And you got game two of the Stanley Cup Finals in Edmonton.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.